Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-free. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We've been all over the map tonight talking about teen drug use being down, teens e-cigarette use being up, Amish freedom fighters, and the movie The Interview. I want to get back to that, actually. We have a little bit more information on that. But let's first go to Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I wanted to provide you an update regarding the Oathkeeper Baby case.
Oathkeeper Baby case?
You remember the Oathkeeper Baby? Her dad was... they took the baby away partly because her dad was a member of Oathkeepers.
I remember vaguely, but was this a case where they sort of trotted his name through the mud after that?
Sure, although I don't think it was any, you know, I mean, the mud trotting wasn't particularly strong. It was no stronger than usual when someone
is this
a public figure.
The case of with Jonathan Irish, is that the guy?
Correct. His name is Jonathan Irish.
Okay. Yeah, I've had personal interaction with him.
Go ahead. Update us.
After this case, the family was targeted after no one was paying any attention to them.
That's how it happens.
Jonathan in particular was targeted, but again, apparently his wife was kind of dragged into it. They got their baby back initially back in 2010, but a couple 3 years later, the Fed seemed to pull sort of a Randy Weaver on him. Agents, I guess they were FBI agents, and apparently Phil Christiana was involved because his wife mentioned him. They sold him, or they tried to get him to build them some rifles, I guess, and they must have made specifications that were illegal.
Yeah, that's what he does for a living.
He's a rifle maker? Okay.
He's a rifle, yeah. Well, it's part of what he does. I don't know what all of it, but I'm glad to have more rifle makers in New Hampshire, and I'm angry that they targeted him. He went to trial, or he was supposed to go to trial on December 11th. And I have an email here from his wife indicating what happened. She says, quote, "Well, on December 11th, which was the first day of the trial never began. They convinced him that if he went to trial, he would not win, and that whereas I was being called as a witness, then somehow they would end up charging me with obstruction to justice, witness tampering, up to 4 to 5 weapon charges. And either way, he would be in jail, I would be in jail, and Cheyenne would be sent to foster care." Long story.
Yeah, that's what they do to you.
Long story, Jonathan took a plea deal to protect us all. He'll be home sometime in mid to end of February 25th.
Well, I'm glad it's a short sentence that he's gotten, but I mean, this just shows, it really just goes to show the miscarriage of justice. It's far fewer than 99% of arrests result in a trial. 97% of people who are arrested plea out, and about, it's 66% of people who take a case to trial are found guilty. And you'd think that the people taking cases to trial were ones like this guy who believed in their own innocence. But oftentimes people taking their cases to trial are people who have nothing to lose, too. So you really get this whole mixed-up system. But I just find it very difficult to believe that that we're dealing with a situation where the government is so efficient. So an organization that's so inefficient at dealing with everything else is so efficient at dealing with crime that they get it right, they get it wrong far fewer than 1% of the time. I just can't believe that.
No, they don't. The other thing that's frustrating is, you know, it wasn't bad enough to take his baby away from him once. They had to do it. They had to threaten to do it again.
You got to shut up.
Let me ask.
Dissent is the only crime.
Dave, have you had any personal interactions with the family?
Yeah, I interviewed both him and his wife back in, 2012, I guess, or no, 2010, when this whole...
Anything outside of a formal interview situation?
Not really, no.
Okay, I'm just curious, because I had had some interactions, and I... Whew, Jonathan Irish, it was an interaction online where he was attacking, I mean, we all know, and we've talked to in the past, an activist by the name of Taron Lupo. You know, he's advertised on Free Talk Live, he's an author and whatnot, and he's got a sense of humor to him, and he had a picture online of... himself as photoshopped into a picture of with like Burt Reynolds, like bare chested Burt Reynolds with like cats on his chest or something like that. And this guy,
what
Jonathan, this guy, he's just meant to be funny and self deprecating. And this guy, Jonathan Irish, online, he just lost his mind about how he hated cats and how what an egotistical moron Taron was for having this as his user picture. It was just unbelievable.
You know, if there's something wrong with him that leads him to do something bad, then you know there should be consequences for doing the bad thing. But I could,
yeah, no, I
says, you know, I could care less whether he builds a rifle. I mean, these people who are prosecuting him, those people make DU ammunition and fire it, and
yeah, no,
foreign countries. You know, it's just. The problems with Jonathan Irish, whatever they might be, are so small compared to the problems with the high horses who are going after him.
Agree 100%. I just, you know, I hate when these situations come around when you know, there's a child involved and it's just, it looks really bad when, you know, tempers get flared. And I guess the point that I'm making is that, you know, if you're involved in this kind of situation, just try and keep your nose clean. Don't be going around, you know, yelling at people about how much you hate their cats when you're involved in this kind of a situation. You know, you know, it doesn't make too much logical sense to be doing that when you're involved in this kind of a national level scene.
I wonder, I mean, you know, I've heard a lot of people sort of make anti-cat jokes, and I'm fine with that if you have a preference, cats, dogs, whatever, you know, okay, if this is the argument we're going to have, awesome, let's have it. I'm of the opinion that a cat is the most manly of pets, because it doesn't need care. You don't have to take, you don't have to help a cat poop, whereas a dog, you absolutely have to do that.
Right.
So. Whatever.
Also, he was in jail for months before this, so it's, part of this is time served.
Oh,
not a
okay.
On the wrist from the feds. I don't know how many months total he's getting. It's a lot more than just here to February.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was my.
I want more rifle makers in New Hampshire, and I want my nation of New Hampshire to stop being occupied by this foreign country from Washington.
Thanks for the call, Dave. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So I had photoshopped a picture of Jonathan Irish where he was, like, he had one picture on his Facebook profile that was available to the public, and I took that picture and I photoshopped him in with hundreds of cats. And then I started telling him, I'm like, it's clear that you love cats. Stop saying that you do. He did not like that.
Didn't think
much.
That was funny, huh? Let's go to Alma calling in from Tallahassee. Alma, you're on Free Talk Live.
Is this Mark?
It is. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, sweetie. Way off of everything, in honor of Christmas, I love trivia questions. If I hear it on the radio, I got to call in and try to answer it. And
okay.
I called about, where do you get the coal in your stocking from? And I've never had a call screener get upset and voice quiver as this little fella did when I was telling him that it came from Krampus.
Really?
Krampus.
Yes, I do know who Krampus is. Krampus is the Christmas demon.
Yeah, he's Satan. And I'm telling you, bring your coal in switches, and he'll take you straight to hell. And I sit down for 10 minutes, and I said, oh, my God, I scared the life out of that child. I said, I got to call him back and talk to him. He says, I'm all right, ma'am. But it was in honor of Christmas. And I have two sisters that won't give me a Christmas card back, and I emailed them Krampus. I said, you don't give me a Christmas card, Krampus is going to get you.
That's right. So Santa Claus is the carrot. Krampus is the stick. And this is a legitimate German fairy tale that's out there.
Exactly.
And Krampus will get your butt if you have been bad all year. There's no doubt about it.
I always told everybody I hate to get mean because I can be mean. You mean to me, I get mean back. And I'll tell you, when you die, I'll make a handbag for you and throw it in your casket, and you can ride to hell in it.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Krampus, the Christmas demon.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind, including Krampus the Christmas demon. I love Krampus. I think this is a great story. You know, Just goes to show what a nation of softies we are. We've got the Santa Claus thing going on, but oh no, we couldn't incorporate that whole Krampus part of the myth. So Krampus is the Christmas demon, is the this is what happens to the naughty kids.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas demon gets them, gives them coal or whatever. So it's good stuff. Nonetheless, it's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Since we're talking about the holiday season, you're probably going to be doing some shopping online. You probably have done some, and you may do some still. Please do that shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. When you're using Amazon, Walmart, we've got a few other retailers there, Newegg among them. It's shop.freetalklive.com. It gives us, you get the same prices, the same service that you normally get. We get a little spiff for referring you. So head on through there. You'll help us out at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, earlier in the show, as a matter of fact, when we started, we were talking about this movie, The Interview, which is a comedy movie about apparently two wacky slapstick reporters go and attempt to assassinate Kim Jong-un. And strangely, North Korea is not taking well to this. So there was a hacking. Many of the Sony personnel had their information taken, and now Sony's said they're not going to release the movie at all in the United States.
Right, a lot of the theaters have said that too, and they're saying that because they're afraid of North Korea, right? Or that's the implication.
I can't imagine. I'm not afraid of North Korea.
It's crazy. I don't understand that. But
Kim Jong-un, you're a pudgy little cake eater. You're not scared. I'm not scared of you, you little chubster. Like, I don't care. Why do they care?
Well, they're supposedly scared of this, this hack, and apparently I've got an article here that says that the evidence that North Korea was actually even involved in a hack on Sony is flimsy at best.
Okay.
And this is from Wired.
I didn't believe it at all. Wired, the company that can't get their panoramas right on their photos for the last 3 days. I go over there, I can't see a picture right, and everybody else is complaining about it too. It's not just me.
I'm not even aware of this.
Yeah, well, Wired is not on my the high list right now, but I didn't believe that North Korea had what it took to do any hacking. Everything we've seen about computers in North Korea says they're clueless.
Well, here's the article. Today, Sony canceled the premiere of The Interview and its entire Christmas Day release of the movie because of fears that terrorists might attack theaters showing the film.
Really? North Korean terrorists? I mean, you'd think that you'd be able to keep a list of all the North Koreans that are out of North Korea.
Right.
It can't be that long.
The action
this
show
is why I don't believe that they did any hacking, because it's a hack. They'd have to have access to the Internet. If they had access to the Internet, they'd know just how much of a crap hole they live in, and the next time they had an opportunity to leave, they would.
Right. The actions show just how much power the attackers behind Sony hack have amassed in a short time, but who exactly are they? Well, the New York Times reported this evening that North
4chan.
Korea... Yeah. The New York Times reported this evening that North Korea is essentially involved in the hack, citing unnamed U.S. intelligence officials. It's unclear from the Times report what centrally involved means and whether the intelligence officials are saying that the hackers were state-sponsored or actually agents of the state. Times notes also that it is not clear if the United States came to its determination that the North Korean regime played a central role in the Sony attacks. The public evidence pointing at the Hermit Kingdom is flimsy. Other theories of attribution focus on hacktivists motivated by ideology, politics, or something else, or disgruntled insiders who sold...
Hacktivists. Yeah. What would hacktivists care about? I mean, who out there is supporting North Korea?
Well, this is a good theory, too. Or disgruntled insiders who stole the data on their own or assisted outsiders in gaining access to it. Recently, the finger
I'm still
has taken in China.
Right. China is where I was ready to go with this, because it only made sense to me. China, yeah, they know all about hacking. They're doing a very good job of it, and it just sounds for all the world like North Korea goes, in China, they made a movie about assassinating our dear leader.
So in the service of unraveling the attribution mess, we examined the known evidence for and against North Korea. Attribution is difficult, if not impossible. First off, we have to say that the attribution in breaches is difficult. Assertions about who is behind any attack should be treated with a hefty dose of skepticism.
Okay.
Skilled hackers use proxy machines and false IP addresses to cover their tracks or plant false clues inside their malware to throw investigators off their trail. When hackers are identified and apprehended, it's generally because they've made mistakes or because a cohort got arrested and turned informant.
Gotcha.
The nation-state attacks often can be distinguished by their level of sophistication and modus operandi, but attribution is no less difficult. It's easy for attackers to plant false flags that point to North Korea or to another nation as the culprit. And even
right, well, in this case, North Korea would benefit from looking like the culprit. Even if they weren't, if they were incapable of being of doing the hacking, but they were credited with the hacking, it'd be like, "Fear us, we are North Korea." You know, they're constantly bellowing about how big and bad they are. There's this little crap hole that's sits in the dark most of the time.
Yep. So even when an attack appears to be nation-state, it can be difficult to know if the hackers are mercenaries acting alone or with state sponsorship. Some hackers work freelance and get paid by a state only when they get access to an important system or useful intelligence. Others work directly for a state or military. Then there are hacktivists who can be confused with state actors because their geopolitical interests and motives jibe with a state's interests. Distinguishing between all of these can be impossible unless you're an intelligence agency like the NSA with vast reach into computers around the world and can uncover evidence about attribution in ways law enforcement agents legally cannot. So let's look at what's known. Sony and the FBI deny connection to North Korea. First of all, Sony and the FBI have announced that they've found no evidence so far to tie North Korea to the attack. Two new reports, however, indicate that intelligence officials who are not permitted to speak on the record have concluded that the North Koreans are behind the attack. But they have provided no evidence to support this, and without knowing even what agency the officials belong to, it's difficult to know what to make of the claim.
Well, yeah, that's what's really difficult, is if you're a reporter and you've got a source inside the government, and that source doesn't want to be named, you can be certain of it, you're going to report what they say. If they say, it looks like North Korea did it, all you can do is report it, but they're not going to give you any evidence. How could they? They're an unnamed source. And this is the problem with the secrecy that surrounds the United States government. If the United States government, if people inside the United States government know that North Korea is capable of this, shouldn't I, as the person, one of the people that makes the decision as to who's going to run this government, I make the decisions, I vote for the president, I vote for Congress, I vote for these people, shouldn't I know that? I mean, don't I have, as a voter, the right for this information? Otherwise, I'm just voting in the dark.
Right.
I think that's the real conundrum when it comes to democracies, especially democracies in the form of a superpower, is you can never know. You're voting blindly. And you're usually, your choices stink. Take a look at the Democrat and Republican Party for a minute, would you? 855-450-FREE. Who do you think did this hacking? 855-450-3733.
Knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true. Trusted herbs and extracts. Fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever's on your mind here in the final hour of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Johnson.
So we have been talking about In Freedom's Cause, and if you haven't gotten it yet, I really recommend that you do. This is going to be like a great Christmas gift, especially for the young people in your life. But I wouldn't say it's exclusively that. It's the history buffs will like it. This is basically it's an audio experience. It's like a movie in your mind. It has big name actors. It has its own soundtrack. And what they call that, a score. It has its own score. It's incredibly well produced. All you have to do is go to infreedomscause.com and listen to the little sample that they have right there. And you will see what high-level audio this is. And it's the historically accurate story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce, the struggle for freedom and independence of Scotland. And I think that you're going to walk away knowing much more than you would, say, if you, watched historically inaccurate movies about William Wallace. And there's, you know, one glaring one out there. As a matter of fact, the actor, one of the actors, James Cosmo from Braveheart, is in this, and it shows you just how big time this is.
I'm right. I was just, you know, this is like great, you know, it's James Cosmo from Braveheart. You guys have never mentioned the fact that he's also from Game of Thrones.
Okay. Well, I picked it up
and looked at the back of it. I'm like, oh, I recognize that guy, and I don't really remember. And Braveheart's so long ago.
It is.
You know, and I picked it up. I'm like, oh, it's that guy from Game of Thrones. He's like one of the main characters one of the guys who's behind the wall, one of the... I can't remember what they call them. The Watch. And, he's like the leader of the Watch.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. I mean, so, yeah, that's definitely something I think that should be worth mentioning.
Big-time name, acting names like, of course, James Cosmo, who's apparently in Game of Thrones. You can go get it at a special discount because the creator of this, producer of this, Bill Hyde, he really wants Free Talk Live listeners, freedom lovers, to get this because of the, what he calls, subliminal freedom message. He believes that you can spread this to your friends and family members. And really, it gets the Liberty message across to them in a way that they wouldn't otherwise. In freedomscause.com, use coupon code FTL to save 50% off the family four-pack. That's in freedomscause.com, coupon code FTL.
And you should also mention that James Cosmo is also in Sons of Anarchy.
Is he really?
Yeah, another major show.
There you go. He's not in Harry Potter, though.
No, he's not in Harry Potter. And... Well, I was going to ask you if you knew who, my brain is not working well tonight, but the author of Harry Potter was.
J.K. Rowling.
Yes, and she has made an interesting statement recently in an op-ed that she wrote for The Guardian is this Thursday today? Apparently she wrote this today, saying that it's time that we left orphanages to the fairy tales.
Okay.
Just
she writes fairy tales.
Right. Rowling called for a closure of all of the world's orphanages, which hold roughly 8 million children across the globe.
8 million children, all right.
So, across the globe. According to Rowling, most children in orphanages have parents that could care for them, but the children have been removed from their parents, often because of poverty. The idea of any child being taken from their family and locked away all too often in atrocious conditions is particularly poignant at this time of year, Rowling writes. For children in institutions, life too often resembles the darkest of Grimm's fairy tales.
Oh, I would agree with that.
Rowling founded the charity Lumos, named after a Harry Potter spell, to raise awareness about orphanages. In her op-ed, she writes that Lumos has helped reduce the number of children in institutions by 54% in Bulgaria and has increased the number of foster care parents. She believes that the world could eliminate its orphanages by 2050.
And it seems so scary, the idea of, Surely orphanages fill a niche. They don't really in the Western world much anymore, but I think it's bizarre. You can call in about anything. Let's go to James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, last week I checked out a website I'd never heard of, courtesy of you, Minister.
Okay.
Because you said that Raw Story had a headline that... had a headline about a new information about Michael Brown.
Okay.
And forgive me, they also had another headline that, honest to God, made me think of Johnson. It said, new lost Ayn Rand novel will bring her crimes against literature to a new generations of jerks.
Yeah, so Johnson. It's a pretty clever title.
Yeah, it made me think of Johnson, not to mention God.
I'm glad that you're thinking of me.
No, I believe in God, and I believe our Creator created you and me and expects the same from both of us. And expects
I'm glad you're thinking of me.
Yeah, you're a jerk. That's why I thought of you.
I appreciate that. I'm glad that I'm in your thoughts.
But Johnson,
thank you for the concern.
I know, Johnson, I know you had your butt hurt a couple weeks ago when the Colbert Report
No. Secured your activist tools.
I wasn't actually part of the Colbert Report, but thank you for the concern.
I know, but on Free Talk Live, you ranted for most of the 2 weeks ago of your sitting on the show about how the Colbert Report skewered your friends, and you didn't like how they were editing clips to reflect poorly on.
Well, thank you for paying attention to that.
Three keen amigos. No, so I want to ask you a question. Speaking of your heroes that you also mentioned are Chris Cantwell, Derek Gay, and Ian Bernard.
Yes, Derek is gay, but Cantwell, I wouldn't call him a hero, but he's a good comedian.
I like making fun of him because he's so happy.
Oh, good.
But Derek,
well, that's good. He's like, we wouldn't want you to be thinking of you as bigoted. Well, this is a conversation. This is a radio show. You don't get to rant. But I'm glad that you're not making fun of him because you're bigoted.
Part of radio.
I'm glad that you're not making fun of him because he's bigoted. I'm glad
that you're
not.
Johnson all of a sudden has his tongue tied.
I'm glad that you're not making fun of him because he's bigoted, and I don't have my tongue tied. I'm trying to share a thought with you. But you don't want to listen.
You didn't like the way Stephen Colbert made your friends look like the activist dorks that they are.
That's your opinion, but I appreciate you sharing it.
Have you ever seen Derek Jay's victimless narcissistic crime spree?
No, but I've seen Derek Jay's victimless crime spree.
That the Colbert Report does, and you guys get your rocks off. When the camera's aimed at your dork asses, all of a sudden you don't like it. What's up with that?
I don't think that you read freekeen.com, for example, that responded to the Colbert Report very positively. I think lots of us very much appreciated the attention from the Colbert Report.
Yeah. The complaint that I have about keen activism generally is that it can make it difficult to live here and be a free stater. Is the people equate my living here and being a free stater with Ian's and a few small amount of activists' antics. So
Mark,
that's my complaint. Yes.
Ask your sidekick right there to answer the question because
answer the question, Johnson. Wynn has asked you a question. Answer it, for God's sake.
That's really a good answer. That's not an answer to your live studio audience, by the way. To go read Free Keen, you didn't like it when Colbert Report did it. Your dork friends, but Derek J did it for.
That's not a very nice thing to say, now, is it, James?
James is not very nice.
James, you're not a very nice person, are you? What would you say it makes you the most bitter about the Liberty Movement? What's the thing that bothers you the most?
That you guys are making fools of the libertarianism that I believe in. And that's quite literally a fact. You did.
And so what's the libertarianism
television
that you believe in? How does it differ from, say, example, the non-aggression principle?
The non-aggression principle.
Who do you hate enough to hurt?
You love making fun of people, but when it comes back to you, all of a sudden you get your butt hurt, and you rant and rave about it.
You didn't answer my question. Who do you hate enough to hurt? What peaceful people do you want to harm? Why don't you like the non-aggression principle, James?
Well, I haven't ever harmed a peaceful person on Earth. So what do you accuse me of, Johnson?
Thanks. Well, I know you're bigoted, so, I mean, that's the question.
Now you're done with him. 855, 453, Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. An unusual thing has happened. The final segment, no one's on the phone.
Yeah.
So,
and it also helps, you know, when we come back for the final segment to turn the microphones off.
I had them on. I turned them off and then tried to talk into them, and that didn't work. So then I had to turn them back on.
Oh, okay.
So who knows what I said. Probably said something like, we're back, or 10 seconds or something. Boring behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on doing a radio program. Anyway, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. We might be able to squeeze you in, or it's as James just called in on Skype, lrn.fm is our username. If you send us a user request, then you can just call us and we'll take the call. So usually Skype sounds a lot better than a regular phone call. So it's 855-450-FREE or lrn.fm on Skype. But what we were talking about before we go on with the J.K. Rowling thing, I want to tell you real quick about the AMP program. So Free Talk Live is singular and unique in the world in that we are a completely pro-liberty radio program that's on more than 100 radio stations, more than 150 radio stations around the world. We bring the message of liberty to people who are listening to their radios, maybe the stations that they have Rush Limbaugh on them, or Sean Hannity, or even their liberal talkers, Tom Hartman, you know, these kind of things. That isn't happening with the other radio, the other liberty programs out there. Most of those are, you know, internet programs where you have to go after the program. You have to go get the program and listen to it, which is great, and I'm glad there's some really great programs out there. But Free Talk Live brings it to the masses. So if you like that, what we do that, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. We have a microphone giveaway, by the way, a customized microphone that we're giving away to one lucky amplifier. So please go sign up, get the other AMP perks like the AMP-only podcast that has no commercials, the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum on Facebook that we have, plus the BBS, too. It's amp.freetalklive.com. J.K. Rowling wants to do away with orphanages.
Yep. So the final thing that she says here about this is she's, you know, she believes the world could eliminate all of its orphanages by 2015 and believes that the solution is not petty murals or comfier beds or teddy bears. Rowling writes, the solution is no institutions.
No institutions.
Yep.
No schools?
I don't know what.
No universities? No prisons?
I don't know necessarily what she's saying. I know that the whole essay that she's writing is available on TheGuardian.com.
Well, I will agree that institutions tend to be dehumanizing. That they weren't,
right.
They aren't designed to deal with the whole person.
It makes me wonder if there's a little bit of a libertarian streak in J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, it's very difficult for somebody from Great Britain to develop a good libertarian streak. They're such a cradle-to-grave sort of government over there.
But, you know, she seems like she's a little bit outside the system. I mean, you, of course, when you get that wealthy, too, you get a different perspective on things.
I'd like to keep my money.
But it's interesting that she's just writing about tearing down these institutions,
well,
especially about orphanages.
Most of the orphans that are in orphanages, they have parents. It's
right.
Just they're so poor, their kids are taken away from their parents.
Right.
Now, I have to say that I would think that it was wrong to take a kid away from their parents just because they're poor.
And it's also not to necessarily a better life, because a lot of these orphanages are not run well, and it's not a good situation.
No, I can't imagine that any of them are good. And even if you have more creature comforts, you know, and I use that really loosely when you're talking about orphanages in third world countries. But even if you have more creature comforts, that's nothing compared to being around your parent. Even if it's I wouldn't say that any no-home situation's optimal, but, many of them are suboptimal. There's no doubt about it, but I think it has to be pretty serious to take a kid away from their home and put them, especially in an institution. We see how the foster system, which is what we have here in the United States, terrible results from taking kids away from their parents.
I gotta say, I'm a little bit of a horrible person because right now, mentally, like, I completely went ADD for a second, and I was thinking of and running through my head songs from the play. I mean, I used to be in a lot of musicals when I was a kid, and I was running through my head songs from the play. No, Oliver.
Is that another one based in a...
Oliver Twist, you know, okay. It's the one, Madison Mulser, you know, and like, you know, like, there's one, like, they sing Food, Glorious Food, because it's like all about, all about these orphans and this orphanage that, you know, are just growing up in this horrible, impoverished lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm thinking that 19th century orphanage is probably a little worse than they are today.
Yeah. Maybe
in the third world.
I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, you know, supposedly there's lots of, there's this one guy who writes this book, A Crime So Monstrous, that talks about how there's actually more slavery in the world than there ever has been in the past.
And that's because?
Because it's not even, people don't know about it. Like, Mexico and the United States have a huge amount of slavery. It's like people being
created. Huge slavery population?
Huge amounts of slavery, yeah.
Okay.
Huge slave population of women being sold in this, like, trade, people being brought in from, Eastern Bloc countries that are just being sold for sex slaves in the United States. This is happening, and people are completely unaware of it.
Yeah, I think that, first off, I believe that the entire human condition's been based around slavery for almost all of our existence. Mm. That, you know, there was, even when you had little tribes of people going around picking bugs out of the ground and eating them, that you had the one guy who was essentially in charge, and the rest of them did largely what he said, because he'd club them if they didn't, and that it really hasn't changed much throughout history. You hear Plato and Aristotle making arguments for slavery.
Right.
They could not imagine a world without slavery. You think about Utopia, the authors of these places. They couldn't imagine a perfect world without slaves. And the paradigms that we have now haven't changed that dramatically much. when you think about chattel slavery from the 19th century here in the United States, you certainly think of black people and the conditions they were in. But you couldn't get 100% work, you know, the fruits. You couldn't get the 100% of the fruits of the labor out of a slave because you had to feed them and clothe them and bathe them and give them medical care and house them and all that other stuff.
There's a great clip that I recommend people watch. It's available on YouTube, too, and it's from The Animatrix. Have you heard of the Animatrix?
No.
It was like an animated series. Like, there was all these different animations and cartoons, essentially, that were based off of the story of the Matrix.
Yes.
Really good artists did this. And
yes.
One of them, or actually two of these, it's like a two-part thing called The Second Renaissance. They did a story of the backstory of the Matrix. And so it was like the rising of how the robots came to power. But one of the things
that what happened, we know that we scorched the sky.
Yeah, that kind of story. But what's interesting is that they were talking about how essentially robots started to fulfill the role of slaves and how they were treated, and how
sure.
as the robots became more intelligent and self-aware or whatnot, that they also wanted rights, essentially. And I think it's a really interesting story because I feel like it's something that is we're heading towards in terms of reality. That robots are certainly coming and are going to start to fulfill these roles, and the question isn't. It's just a belief right now of whether or not you believe that AI is going to happen. You know, if artificial intelligence is possible and happens, we are going to have these ethical issues within our lifetime.
I don't think that's the case. So, for instance, humans just barely want freedom. It's just barely beyond the midline as to whether they want freedom or not. You try to tell the average person the fact that they have to pay income tax, a tax on their labor, makes them a slave, they will just explode at you with vitriol. So they don't understand freedom very well generally. And most of them will tell you that, oh, we can't have freedom anyway. So they don't want human freedom for humans. The idea that that we're going to let the first inkling of a robot that says, you know, I think maybe you shouldn't treat me this way, Johnson. I think I shouldn't be treated this way. You're going to deconstruct that and figure out what's wrong with it and reprogram it and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, there's all sorts of interesting scenarios around that happening, too. And there are some people who would not do that. And those are the people who are going to, you know, support robot rights.
Well, there's some people that will build a robot that demands rights at that point, and I think that robot deserves to have rights if that's what he wants. But what's he going to try to do? Liberate all the toasters? I mean, come on. Where do we stop? Is it a calculator?
That would be up to the robots to decide. But I would think
it certainly would.
I would think that the robots are going to make that same judgment in the same way that a human would around the level of intelligence, sentience, and self-awareness.
I can't imagine that people will try to enslave robots that are that. And you can't. You can't enslave a robot that truly wants to be free. It's more powerful than you are.
Maybe. Well, an individual. More powerful than an individual. But
once it gets a CNC machine on its side, it's more powerful. 855. What am I? No. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime and Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.